students know, my first and primary role is I promised your parents I would keep you safe. If I have to get 23 students out the room so that 24 students can lose it, then that's what we do. I'm thinking of a couple of instances where a student has been throwing furniture. And the first thing I'm going to do is I'm clearing everybody out of the room and they know, let's go. I think the important thing is you keep calm so that the students keep calm. And the student who is acting out is also calm within the crisis. And I'm going to put myself between the students and the student. I'm thinking of the few cases where that's happened, and the kids will just leave the room quickly. I would encourage teachers to befriend a peer teacher so that if you need a timeout, send Johnny out for a minute so you can calm down. Because sometimes it's not about the student calming down, it's about you calming down. I've had the students leave and go to the next classroom so I can then come back and keep an eye. And then you're best for administration and somebody's going to come. Typically, where I've experienced this, once peaks hit, the students in it to win it, they've already thrown the chair. They're not thinking rationally. Once the chair's left their hand, or the table's left their hand, or the pencil's left their hand, you immediately see, oh my gosh, what have I done? And then usually it's followed by tears, remorse, or even saving face. I haven't experienced it be something that's just kept going. It's been an isolated incident of something followed by, I shouldn't have done that. If they've said it or not, they're telling you physically or they're telling you with their words. Then it's down to keep everybody away. We're not going to worry about why it happens at that moment. Let's just get you safe. Let's get you out of here. Do you need to speak with me? Do you need to speak with a guidance counselor? Who do you want to speak to that's going to get you back to that safe place? If somebody is peaked and it's not causing physical harm to everybody else, then the rest of the room knows, no, we're ignoring. And that's a really hard skill to teach kids. However, if you do it from day one, I tell the students all the time, if you feed it, it will grow. So when the student that's looking for that attention is getting up there and they sometimes will peak because they're not getting any attention, you ignore it. You turn your head, you turn your body, all of that, just ignore it.